And with us right now, our good friend from YahooSports.com, Jason Cole, on the line. Jason, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. What's going on, Vic?
All right. Well, it was great to see you in your recent visit to Browns camp, and I want to get your Browns thoughts in a little bit, but a few national items to talk with. And one, you did a piece recently. You sat down with Eli Manning, the Giants quarterback, and a quote from him that was said to you that has definitely gotten a lot of play throughout the country is, number one, you know, saying that Peyton, his older brother, is the better quarterback, and two, that he never has tried to compete with Peyton. So what's give me the sense of what that was all about?
Well, I think it was when he was coming up after Peyton had gone through high school and been such a dominant player in high school and then gone on to college and been so great in college and was headed towards being the number one overall pick. I think Eli realized, you know, somewhere in his early teen years, mid-teen years, that trying to compete with that was probably going to drive him crazy. So, you know, and I think under the advice of his father, Archie, you know, is be yourself and be the best person you can be. And I think he took that to heart. And, you know, people talk about that, but they still tend to let the sibling rivalries take over from time to time. And in this case, that didn't happen. I think Eli has become very comfortable with who he is and what career path and the arc of how he's run through this has gone. And that allows him to be very comfortable in his own skin and to not let that competitiveness get the better of him, which, you know, which would be natural for a lot of other people.
And I like the way Eli handled this with you as well, because he says, you know, just trying to be the best guy that he can be, get the most out of his potential, and, you know, whatever, if that ends up being better than what his older brother does, fine. But if not, that's fine too. He can handle that. And you know, it's respect for sure, because I know how those two get along, number one. But number two, it also, I think, makes it probably a little easier for him to just – it's big enough and hard enough to be the starting quarterback of the New York Giants.
Right, and you if you pile things on when you compare yourself to Peyton and the numbers that he's put up and the commercials and the success, you will drive yourself to distraction. There's no question about that.
Speaking of distractions, good segue here.
Okay.
Chad Johnson, we know the story in Miami, the failed comeback attempt there, which, of course, he blows up because of his incarceration, although on a spousal abuse charge, although the head coach, Joe Philbin of the Dolphins, says that that wasn't the specific reason. He just didn't see Johnson as a good fit. What do you make of that story?
Oh, I think it's look, at certain points, coaches put up with silliness or stupidity from certain players if that player is worth it. And I think that in this case, Chad Johnson's not worth it at this stage of his career at age 34. He's particularly not worth it when you're talking about a coach who is trying to basically lay down the law and establish himself as a first-year head coach. This would be different. Like, if this was Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh, Mike Tomlin has enough of a cachet of respect in that locker room that he could do whatever he wanted to do with Chad Johnson after an incident like that and deal with it. Joe Philbin, I think, needs to earn the respect. Otherwise, he's going to be, you know, players are going to, you know, ride herd over him and take control of the team, and he'll end up losing control of the team, much the same way that Cam Cameron did when during his one season in Miami when they finished 1-15. So you put that all together, I think the equation says, you know, Chad Johnson has to go. You know, and I like Chad, but I totally understand where the Dolphins and Joe Philbin are coming from.
What's next for Chad Johnson after, I mean, on the obvious, after the legal process is completed, whatever that, you know, justice, however that's served, and then knowing there's a probably some sort of a suspension or something from the NFL, they're going to weigh in at some point, but does he land somewhere else, and does it happen this year?
Yeah, he does. I don't think there's going to be a suspension from the NFL on this one. I would doubt it because he has such a long history of nothing violent, nothing criminal. I think he'll get off with, you know, a stern talking to. Now, if you added in the number of times he was fined by the NFL for various silliness, then, you know, that could end up. But I think he's not going to get suspended under the personal conduct policy. I would think that he'd get a very heavy warning. As for the rest of it, I think it's going to take him at least a month. You know, we're going to have to get into the season before anybody brings him in, because I don't think anybody's going to want to have him on their week one roster and have to guarantee a contract for
right.
him. So he's going to need some injuries, some other plays, some things to, you know, unfold. And then he'll end up with a job, and hopefully he takes it seriously enough. I mean, one of the biggest problems that Chad has is he's not very focused on his real job right
yeah.
now. He's forgetting that you got to really focus on football, especially when you start changing teams, and not focus so much on Twitter and reality shows.
Yeah, none of those things would be happening if the real job, the main job, is working out well. We're visiting with Jason Cole, who covers the NFL as well as anyone can in this entire country for yahoosports.com. Check out his great work there. Jason, one more national item I want to get to with you before we move on to getting your Browns thoughts. But the replacement officials still in place, and reports that the league and these officials are pretty far apart in working out a deal. The regular officials, I should say, that we're going to see more of this. Your thoughts on the early look at what these replacements have done, and can you envision this season starting with them working games, and how do you think that's going to work out?
Look, they haven't been very good, but how many times in the history of this league have officials really ever been called good? So
when people talk about them, they never talk about them in a positive way.
Yeah. You know, like, nobody ever watches a game and says, wow, that was
great officiating. Yeah.
That was awesome. You know, I really loved how Ed Hockley threw that flag.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. Mike Pereira, wow, that was fantastic work that you did when, you know, 20 years ago when
right.
you were on the field.
Right.
You know, that, look, they're bad. They're bad, and the guys who are currently doing it are worse than the ones who were doing it last year. So, yeah, we're moving downward. It's, you know, this is de-evolution. However, officiating is not a you know, a job that requires a unique set of skills. It requires mostly experience and having worked on a field a lot and to know the speed of the game. You know, I refereed high school basketball long ago and far away, and every time you would move up a level of what you were reffing, you had to get used to the speed of the game.
Mm-hmm.
That was just part of the deal, and I think that's the same thing is true in NFL officiating. Yeah, it doesn't require that you run faster or jump higher. It just requires that you understand what players do to each other physically and what one constitutes a penalty. So these guys that they've hired now will get better at some point in time. It depends on how far the league wants to go with this, you know, in terms of employing them until they get better. Or are the guys who have basically zero leverage, and that's the,
right.
you know, the old officials. They don't... How many part-time jobs in this country pay six figures?
Right.
Let's face facts.
Right. No, you're not getting a lot of sympathy from folks with full-time jobs.
Everybody deserves a, you know, I don't mind people bargaining for what they want, but at the end of the day, assess where you are on this. You work 20 weekends a year and then a few other weeks where, but literally 20 weekends. You leave on a Saturday morning, you fly home on a Sunday night. And for that, for 20 weeks a year, you're basically making $100,000+ a year. And you most of those guys have other professional jobs. They're lawyers or they're doctors or they're, you know, the dentists or whatever they do, or accountants. You know, this is a really good part-time job.
Jason, you spent some time at Browns training camp, got to see this team practice. You were also here during the time when Jimmy Haslam agreed to purchase a majority stake in the team. First of all, your thoughts on what you see of the Browns and the state of this team as we move through the preseason.
Well, I watched the quarterback quite a bit, and I like Whedon a lot. Is he going to be a great player? Hard to say, but I like the fact that they put a couple of weapons around him between getting Gordon in the supplemental draft and obviously having Richardson to hand the ball to. So I think that's going to make him a much more effective offense. They're going to be able to score some points and be entertaining, because there is nothing worse than being bad and boring. And I'm sorry to say, I'm sure that Browns fans know that feeling from the last couple of years.
No, it was very rough to watch.
It's rough. I mean, at least when you score some points, you know, you get a little geeked up. So I think that that's going to be better. I still think that they're, you know, a ways off in that division. That's a rough division. But things are, you know, things are definitely moving in the right direction. And if Wheaton ends up being a very good to possibly great player, then, you know, you're talking about, you know, a huge improvement. But everything swings on the quarterback, so I like that. The defense, I think, is pretty solid. But, you know, I like the changes made in offense. It's just really hard when you're trying to integrate a quarterback, a running back, and a wide receiver into your offense all at one time.
And the ownership situation, again, it happened while you're here. I know some people have been weighing in nationally. Not a lot to maybe add to what's happened because of the we're waiting for the league to have the meeting, which I guess is scheduled for October, to have the approval. So really nothing can happen fully till then. But just your thoughts on Jimmy Haslam taking over this team.
Well, I don't think it's a lot different than most other people, which is this is a good thing for the organization to get a guy who's going to be there a lot of the time. And Randy Lerner, nice man, but I don't think he had a real desire to run this team on a day-to-day basis. And you need to have that owner running things to keep people accountable. Is he going to interfere? Is Haslam going to interfere too much? And I don't know. Like, it's just an improvement over what you've had. Not necessarily the last 6 or 7 years with Randy Lerner, but, you know, probably the last 50 years, if you go back all the way to the early 60s when Art took control of the team. Mm-hmm. I think this is a big improvement from any point in that period of time. So look at it optimistically. Now, I know Joe, the big issue is whether they're bringing in Joe Banner or not, and, you know, that seems to be the overwhelming consensus that he's coming in. I've heard some people say as early as the beginning of the season. I've heard others say it in the next offseason, and that they'll give this group a chance. I'll just say this. There are a lot of good football people inside. And I get the, you know, I just hope that Jimmy Haslam allows those guys to carry out the plan that they have before bringing in too much change.
Great stuff, Jace. We appreciate you sharing those insights and thoughts, and we look forward to talking with you down the line, my friend.
Anytime. Take care, Vic.
All right. He is Jason Cole from YahooSports.com joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.